Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I am Jeremy. We are Jeremy and Joe. Brian's playing third wheel. He's alongside. He's over there. I don't need a double glass there. Lots to get to. Good, bad, ugly coming up a little bit later with the Houston Astros. Boy. Oof.
Any good?
Oof. I got a couple.
We chase the fight.
That's some good, bad, and ugly. That's not much of a fight. We made fun of that moniker whenever it came out. Like, we're going to chase it. We're going to chase the fight.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to chase the fight. I think you want to be a part of the fight.
Yes.
You want to be the fight.
Yes.
They're doing a good job of being on the outside looking in the fight.
They're not chasing it, really.
Well, no. On the scoreboard every night they're chasing.
They're chasing it.
That's a good counter, Brian.
They're chasing teams on the scoreboard every night.
Yeah.
They're chasing teams in the standings.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
Maybe we should come up with a new slogan for the Astros.
People are calling me the R word and an idiot today on the Twitter.
They're calling you Jabari?
I saw.
That's a J word, Brian. Yeah, they are. They are. They're calling me mean things on the internet today.
Yeah.
Today's drag Branham on the internet day today for bringing up what I think. So, yeah. Fair question, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Making mock drafts. You know what Thursday is, right?
It's the draft.
No, we're going to be at Nick's place.
Oh, yeah.
It is also the draft, though.
Yes.
It is also the draft. D'Amico Ryan spoke today. I listened to it. Meh. We evaluate players. We like players. Nick and I work together on drafting a player. Mm-hmm. I think the most pertinent thing he said was about Tank. And I also think that you had to kind of read between the lines a bit. We're saying, we love Tank. Tank's working hard, but he is coming off a catastrophic knee injury. Mm-hmm. So it sounded like a little bit of like a caveat, like, we'll see. We'll see. But we'll, it really wasn't worth playing. Willibit's coming up a little bit later, perhaps. Maybe we will see. But we start, anytime you have a playoff series, in this city, you have to talk about that playoff series in the city. And it started off. I have a sinus infection, Brian. I can't do it today.
Rockets suck. I mean, rock power.
Sucked on Saturday night. That wasn't very good. Lost by 9 to the Lakers. Really, I mean, Lakers controlled this game.
Yeah, they did.
9 points felt kind of like it didn't really do justice to the game.
Yeah, if you just saw the box score, I don't think 9 tells the
whole
picture.
Brian jumped ahead of you there.
That's okay.
My goodness.
How did they jump ahead?
I'm not going to complain.
Joe hasn't commented about the game yet.
I said Rockets suck.
He said Rockets suck.
Yeah, I don't know. 713-780-3776. Should Brian have jumped the gun there? 713-780-3776.
Good start.
No, not a wonderful game for your Houston Rockets. Now, of course, Kevin Durant did not play in this game.
No.
He has a bruised knee, which he suffered, I guess, last Wednesday in practice. Shams is saying it's still kind of uncertain if he plays today. Ime called it a game-time decision. So who knows if Kevin Durant plays on Wednesday for the Rockets.
Tuesday.
I did mean Tuesday.
You
yes.
said today, Wednesday, the game's on Tuesday.
I knew it was on Tuesday, too.
You said today, Monday, then Wednesday. We got there eventually.
For some reason, I was like, we're going to react to it on Wednesday, and that's why Wednesday came out. But whatever. They play tomorrow night, game two. Late start tomorrow night, too, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Late start tomorrow night.
I didn't look at that.
Game two, Tuesday,
between the Rockets and the Lakers.
Late start. What do you mean? You play video games the wee hours of the morning.
A 9:30 start, if they play like that, is really unenjoyable.
It's not so much that Joe has to stay up to like 11:30, maybe midnight. It's not so much that Joe has to stay up to midnight to watch Rockets Lakers. It's just that he won't be able to kick off his video game until 12:05.
You're right.
Yeah,
that is when we play a lot. So.
That's why he's like, oh, I can't kick off until 12:05 instead of 10:05.
You're right.
So it's nothing to do with the Rockets.
Well, if
game.
The Rockets play the way they did, then I'll just play while they get.
Yeah,
stopped.
we might have a game tomorrow, Joe. We'll play it during halftime.
I shouldn't have brought that.
I didn't do that. That's Brian. Blame him.
Do you you don't watch every second of the Houston playoff games?
I do.
You said you'd turn it off.
No, I might small screen it. If it's as bad as it was.
So what are your takeaways from this Rockets game one loss to the Lakers?
Gosh, where to start? The offense was putrid.
It's a good word.
Most of the game. I mean, every guy besides Tari Eason that you drafted and have built around was not good in this game. Jabari, Alpi, Amen, Reed, it's all It's bad shot selection. I can't get that 2 threes from Jabari out of my mind where he bricked it and then re-grabbed it and then hit it off the side of the backboard. One of the worst possessions of the game, if not the worst, honestly. There's just so much bad offense. Like the fact that they shot, what, 37% in the first half and were down by 2, I thought was a miracle. I thought there was a chance they're going to come out and just run the second half because it's like, oh, they can't be this bad again. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to take this game over and we'll be talking about a bad first half, yes, but then it was equally as bad at times in the second half. Just I mean, they scored 19 and 18 in the second and third quarter. It was an awful, awful day of offense for the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up pretty nicely. Jabari should... Like, a lot of the issue I have with the Rockets' offense is their shot selection.
Yep.
Jabari shouldn't have a green light off the dribble. Like, you're a catch-and-shoot guy. Maybe you can post up a little bit rise and fire if you have a mouse in the house type of thing. But the guy should not be allowed to create off the dribble. And he still thinks he can create off the dribble. And they allow him to try to create off the dribble. It doesn't work. Reed Sheppard showed a little bit of like first real playoff game issues. I know he played last year a little bit in the Golden State series, but it was more mop up duty. He got himself into some trouble and some possessions with the mm-hmm. pressure, which I was concerned about. Like, how does he look like with some real defensive pressure? There were times when the offense looked like it did early in the season, where he's running the point guard and he like doesn't initiate the offense, where he's so bothered by the pressure that he's trying to drive around the dude and heave up a shot with 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Because he can't orchestrate the offense whenever he has a good defender pressuring him with the ball. So we saw a little bit of that. He jacked up a lot of shots. That said, you don't have Kevin Durant. Like, you probably needed to jack up that many shots. I thought Alpi Şengün, like, flirted with a triple-double-ish. He was terrible.
Yeah.
He was terrible. I don't even know. I don't know either why they give him the ball 25 feet from the basket.
Great question.
Why don't you go into the low block?
I don't know.
Maybe they're scared of Ayton. I don't know.
But why are you posting up a guy at the three-point line?
I want him to get some low post touches, not high post, and back it in from the 3-point line. I agree.
And even then, like when he can't, like when he gets it there, he doesn't seem to have the strength to then get to force his way into the paint. Like he's just kind of stuck out there mm-hmm. on an island.
It's like in purgatory.
And then no one does anything around him. It's like, yeah, let's just give Alpi the ball at the top of the key. He's gonna back down a guy from the 3-point line to the bucket. It's really not gonna work. But we're all just gonna stand and watch him. Mm-hmm. Do nothing.
Yeah.
And the offense is just done at that point. And I know I get Kevin Durant's out last minute, but he's done this. They've had these.
See, I don't think it's last minute. He hurt himself on Wednesday. Like I think they had a pretty good idea that Kevin Durant was not going to play since Wednesday.
Yikes, though.
I don't think it's last minute, right? Like if you have a dude that has a knee contusion and he's questionable in the build up to the game, mm-hmm. don't you think the team behind closed doors knows it's a realistic chance that Kevin Durant's not going to play game one?
Yeah, especially what was it? They said,
I don't think it's last minute.
Certain like ways he like basically couldn't bend his knee.
Yeah, he said the flexibility in the knee. It's not like they were like, I think that was Rachel Nichols' report.
Yeah.
That like, yeah, there's a bone bruise. There's a contusion there, but they're more worried about like the flexibility of the knee and how he can't do certain gestures and movements. So, yeah, that exists.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're saying he participated in half of practice today. And it's game time tomorrow, but
that's not great.
I don't. It's kind of one of those like I'll believe it when I see it. Like the videos that like Vanessa and people are tweeting out. He's not really running. He's just kind of standing still, taking shots towards the top of the key.
Mm.
Like it's not. And look, it's limited practice footage. There's a reason why they don't show a ton of stuff. But from what you can see, it's not like encouraging.
So Vanessa posted videos of it.
Yeah,
that's kind of interesting
because it's open practice.
Hmm.
The open portion part of practice.
Just kind of interesting to me that she'd be posting videos.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is.
She's basically like not with the team now. Well, I mean, she's like just a normal reporter since there's no TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, the offense was, it was all bad. A man taking shots in the corner. I think he was kind of out of control when he was driving at times. But I think your point about Reed is great. It's just, not really initiating the offense. Uh-uh. He's just kind of running around guys trying to get shots up. He's just throwing them up there. And I get your point about, yes, Kevin Durant's out and he maybe needs to take more shots. But 20?
20 feels a little heavy.
20 feels a little heavy. 5 for 14 from 3?
A little heavy-handed.
And how many of those are good 3 attempts?
Not a ton.
Probably half.
7?
Yeah, and he probably went 5 for 7 on those?
Yeah. Like, it was also a statistical anomaly. Do you know the Rockets took 27 more shots than the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
They took 27 more shots than the Lakers. They had 9 more rebounds than the Lakers. They turned the Lakers over 18 times to their 13. The Rockets had tons of offensive rebounds. Yet you lose this game for what should have been more than double figures. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose by nine. It should have been easily in double figures. The Rockets had 21 offensive rebounds. 21! Now, they missed a lot of shots. And when you miss a lot of shots, you get more opportunity for offensive rebounds.
Sure.
Branham math. Miss shots, chance for an offensive rebound. That's how it works. 21 offensive boards. 93 shots to their 66. And you kind of lose this game in Laker cruising fashion.
Yeah. I mean, you even shot more free throws than them. Or one less free throw than them in this game. So it's not like the Lakers got the heavy hand from them. And you would have outshot them in free throws if you didn't throw a tantrum on the court during the game.
You know what really bothered me during this game, actually? And I have this in my notes. I see the most homering ref complaining in Rockets games than any other Houston team is how much complaining you see. Like the Jay Sean Tate. Oh, he got a technical. Well, he probably said something.
Yeah.
Referees just don't hand out technicals for, like, the sake of it. Some do, but not, I don't think that was the case here. Jay Sean Tate probably said something that warranted a technical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we think that?
Yes.
Don't we think that usually when a technical's called, something was said or done that warrants a technical?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you griping about it? Oh, well, LeBron pointed at the official. It's LeBron. Yep. He's one of the greatest players ever. If you think that Jay Sean Tate's going to get the same whistle as LeBron James, you're an idiot.
Yep.
You don't know ball. That's never going to happen. Like, should LeBron be pointing at an official? Probably not. Could it be a technical? Probably. Do you expect Jay Sean Tate to get the same whistle as LeBron James? Because if you do, you got a thing or two to learn.
Yeah, you also probably, your head coach probably should have been thrown out of the game. Just to be honest with you.
Why?
We can read lips.
Yeah, it is this grown men's sports.
You're calling people a B like six or seven times?
Technical foul, shoot a free throw, we're good.
He needs
it's professional
chill.
Sports.
Like, he needs to chill. Honestly.
You're that offended by this.
I'm not offended by the fact he did, but like, you're the head coach of the team. Relax and fix what's the problem on the court instead of griping at the officials.
That is fair.
I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to see Alpi raising his hands up every single time he doesn't get a call, which is not often, but he just gripes about everything. Like, quit griping.
Yeah.
Everyone just gripes on this team.
It is the NBA.
I know.
I don't think it's just this team.
No, it's not.
I think it's the NBA, but this team does gripe a lot. No argument there.
And I would be making the same complaint if I was anywhere else, that it is the NBA, you're right. I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
But play better basketball. Focus on that. Focus on playing good defense. Focus on not getting burned on every single pick and roll, on getting open shots. Not what the refs are not doing. Like, you're acting like how fans act on Twitter during the games. It's obnoxious.
I'm with you on the, I don't really care if the guy's yelling at the ref, calling him the B word. Like, what, you're going to get a T, and is that the best thing to do? Send the other team to the free throw line? No. It is also grown men's sports, though.
Like, sure.
Let's not be naive. Those words are being exchanged on a basketball court, on any professional, you know, arena, whether it's the court, whether it's the fields, whether in football or the pitch, even in the pitch, which go West Ham, Crystal Palace. We're looking for a draw with our sweat of the day, also to under 2.5 goals. But I did get a kick out of the tweets, like talking about Ime's halftime adjustment. Ime's halftime adjustments. Yell at the refs. Call the refs the B word.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, so I get it on that sense. That's where I will agree with you. Ejected from the game. Maybe. Maybe,
I mean,
not.
It's more just like you're opening yourself up for that, where I agree with you. It's a grown men's sport, but these are NBA officials. Some of them are soft.
Some of them are.
And they might throw you out for something like that. And in a playoff game, you want to even open yourself up for the conversation of getting tossed from a game.
And it would be warranted. And it would be warranted. I'll concede that too.
Yeah.
Like, it would be warranted to get ejected in that moment. Like, we're not little babies. We understand that that's the language that sometimes they communicate with. But it would be a warranted ejection if it did happen. The other thing too, like, the Lakers got into the bonus in the third quarter with like 9 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's like, I like one, A, don't love that to happen. Okay. Like, don't want that to happen. Try not to let it happen, because 9 minutes in the bonus is a long time. What can happen with that many minutes in the bonus? A lot of opportunities to get to the free throw line. Those points count. But once you get there, you have to totally readjust how you're playing defense. Reed Sheppard had a possession when they were in the bonus where he's trying to steal the basketball 40 feet away from the basket. What are you doing? Why? He's not in a position to hurt you. He's not in a position to make a shot. Why are you ball pressuring the guy looking for a steal 40 feet from the basket when the other team is in the bonus? That is low S2. That is terrible basketball IQ. It's a bad foul at any juncture of the game. It's a really bad foul when the other team is in the bonus. Like, they play stupid basketball, and Reed Sheppard's example that I use there is the one that jumps out to me the most.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, because that's just – is that just coaching?
I give Ime the benefit of the doubt as a great defensive mind that he does not want Reed Sheppard to foul 40 feet from the basket whenever the other team's in the bonus. And Ime's talked about this too, about Reed Sheppard and his defense. He's like, he needs to be a little bit more careful. He doesn't need to be reaching for the basketball. Doesn't need to be looking for the steal. And case in point, 8 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Lakers in the bonus. Reed Sheppard's trying to play, grab you know what, with the Laker ball handler for no good reason. No, what are you trying to accomplish there? Well, he's got position on you. You can't reach the ball.
It's remarkable how a guy who can get cooked by Rui Hachimura like every other play is then also in the same position to make bad decisions like that.
Did Reed start this game?
Yes.
Reed started this game. You know the Rockets record when Reed starts in the playoffs? 0-1.
That's all that matters.
Oh, and we're all the Reed Sheppard 15-4 when he starts. How come we didn't get any playoff records after he started a game? And he's fouling 40 feet from the basket with the other team in the bonus. How come we're not getting any of those tweets? Huh?
Great question.
Why not, Brian, eh?
Why are we getting these? I wasn't sending those tweets out.
Fouling. I had forgotten about this play.
I actually did, too.
I wish that I had kept forgetting. That play ticked me off, man. Ticked me off.
There's so many plays in this game.
40 feet from the basket. You're fouling with the other team in the bonus. Yeah,
it makes no sense.
It's stupid basketball.
It's low IQ.
Rockets 0-1 with Reed Sheppard in the starting lineup in the 2026 playoffs. I didn't see a single tweet saying that. That's shocking to me. It is shocking to me.
You send it now?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Do you double dog dare me?
Double dog
dare
you.
I'll do it. 713-780-ESPN. Plenty to get to today. We'll get to good, bad, ugly. If it only got better with the Astros.
It's only getting worse.
If it only got better. We'll get to the Astros a little bit later. Some texts and stuff, too. Maybe they can bring a smile to our face. 713-780-ESPN. Jason, we'll get to you in a second. 713-780-3776. We're on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We're on YouTube, ESPN Houston, Twitter, ESPN975. Joe's at Joe George Radio. Brian's at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. You know what Houston sports is making me really want to do right now? Go to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston so I can forget my sports troubles. It's so much fun out there. And coming up soon, by the way, we're getting so close to the grand opening of Blue Bayou Bend. Officially open May 1st, the official grand opening on May 9th. You got to get out there and enjoy the water park at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Maybe it's after a Rockets exit. Maybe it's after the Astros are 25 games below 500. Who knows what the case may be, but get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort and leave your troubles behind. Escape the city and escape bad sports and enjoy the relaxing, great outdoors. And they got it all for you out there. They got open green spaces. They got wildlife. They got beautiful, majestic trees. Some of the best fishing in Texas. The two creeks alongside their property, catch and release pond in the middle of the property. You're going to love your time. And it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without going too far. Hour and a half. You leave at 3, you turn us on for an hour and a half, you get there, and then you listen to the final hour and a half of the program. Hike on their 92 acres of property, play some pickleball, do some kayaking on their creeks, or hang out by the pool with a drink. Swampers 2, the water park coming up May 1st, grand opening on May 9th. And every stay you could want. They got glamping for you, waterfront cabins, tree houses, pull up the RV, and they're always taking care of their visitors. They just had the fajitas and ritas over the weekend. Next week, they got their spring fishing tournament, which is always great. Live music, you're going to love your time, so book your stay now. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, Rockets, terrible, terrible game one performance. At least Granato was there. That made everybody feel better. 713-780-3776.
Blame Granato.
He was just scouting, feet on the ground.
I mean, be careful about that path, Joe. Tread lightly.
How many Houston sports radio stations have feet in the ground in L.A. to watch Rockets Lakers? Maybe just us. I don't know. I don't keep up with the others.
I'm assuming the flagship's there, right?
Yeah.
Somebody?
ours. They're there.
Well, just one.
Well, one's there. One of ours is there. One of ours paid to be there. He cares that much.
There you go.
We think.
There you go. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Jason, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's going on, Jason?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
I just want to address the coaching and Kevin Durant.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, on the coaching, I don't understand. He's been tinkering with the lineup all year. Not one time all year have we started Reed Sheppard and Josh Okogie in the same game. Why in the first round of the playoffs, in the very first playoff game, would he do that? Why would he bench Tari Eason, who is probably our best defender on LeBron James, or those two guys who you know neither one of them can do anything to close and to shut LeBron down? And secondly, the Kevin Durant thing, I just hate the tweeting, man. I don't understand. He literally rage baited LeBron James all week, tweeting, talking about how he's going to retire him, and then he didn't even suit up and play.
Did he say that?
The game isn't even finished yet, and he's already tweeting to Anthony Edwards about, oh, we both lost. Oh, well, baby mama's in fours. I mean, just grow up, man. Grow up and play or shut up and put the phone away. That's my opinion on it.
Jason, Brian's saying that you were duped by a fake account, that Kevin Durant did not say those things about LeBron. I'm looking at his Twitter. He hasn't tweeted since April 13th.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think it was a fake account there with the tweets.
Bye, Jason.
I don't think Durant would. Well, he might. Kevin Durant might.
Fake Kevin Durant tweeted directly, because Durant would say that, but he would not do it from his real account. He'd have a burner for it. But to think he said, I'm going to retire LeBron this week. Come on, man. That can't be. You know that can't be real.
Well, it is Kevin Durant. So I had to look up his Twitter to make sure.
He wouldn't say it directly, though. That's the point. He would say
it.
That's
a good point.
But it'd be from an account with like three like nines and a bunch of like asterisks and things behind it. You know, it'd be a fake account.
What was his hand? It was the Big Dickerson.
Yes.
I think it was Big Dickerson.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. I think it was an homage to Hunter Dickerson, that college basketball player.
Yeah, that bum.
I mean, he's made a lot of money.
That's true.
He made a lot of money at Kansas.
Yeah.
Prior to that at Michigan.
That's true.
I mean, I respect the hustle.
Yeah, he's not an NBA player.
As far as the starting thing, Kevin Durant wasn't available. And, I mean, would you rather go Tari or Okogie? Like, I think that's a fair question. At the same time, like, Okogie played 26 minutes. Now, you could say that Tari should have played more. He only played 24. But I don't really get caught up in the whole who starts, who comes off the bench. I care more about minutes. Now, to be fair to Jason, Okogie did play two more minutes than Tari Eason, and Tari was all right. I mean, Tari 16-10, actually hit shots, mm-hmm. which the rest of the team did not, which is pretty rare. Now, he was in foul trouble. So, like, he had four fouls. He was limited in minutes because of those fouls. If he wasn't in foul trouble, I bet you he plays about 30 minutes, and Okogie plays about 20.
Yeah.
So, I don't get too, I don't lose my mind on who starts and who comes off the bench.
No, if Kevin Durant doesn't play again, I think we could see a change in the lineup.
Maybe so.
To have Tari be the primary defender on LeBron at the beginning of the game. But if you're worried about him getting in foul trouble while doing it.
I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be worried about it. Like, it's Tari. That's what he's out there to do, is play defense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Amin's going to get some minutes on him as well. Okogie should be the third guy there. But just because he starts, I don't really care a whole lot about that. 713-780-ESPN HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Katie's burner was get off my Hunter Dickerson.
Oh.
There you go. I was close.
Yeah, you were
I think
right
I
there.
Get points there, right? A little half credit.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. I think I'm right there. Get off my Hunter Dickerson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ime said a bit more than just the B word. He called the ref a bad word, bad word. Any ref in any sport, he's you directly calling them that. And not only are you going to be ejected and fined 100% of the time, but you're probably being suspended as well, Eric the Buyer. Okay, valid point. Fair. At the same time, don't really care that he called him that. Like, that's his prerogative. They got one free throw out of it. I'm not losing my mind.
Yeah, and they missed both tech free throws, right?
Is that right?
I think they did.
Reed has to take 20 shots because if he drives and kicks it out, he's surrounded by awful, awful, awful shooters. Reed taking a bad shot is better than Tari, Jabari, Okogie, Amin shooting open threes. Well, Reed driving to the basket, he's going to heave up like this running hook shot. That's what's going to happen. Although he did have a good amount of assists in this game. Tari didn't miss a shot in this game. Tari was 7-for-7, 2-for-2 from three. Like, why are you going at Tari like that? Why is he catching strays? And Jabari, I think, is fine as a catch-and-shoot guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he shouldn't be shooting off the dribble. Amin, you're right. Okogie, you're right.
I mean, even Okogie, like, he took two threes in this game. Like, he's not really taking the open three. from Reed. He's usually passing it to someone else
mm-hmm.
and driving and kicking it himself. But to the Texas point, like I do get it. Like it's this team doesn't have a lot of consistent shooting on the outside. That even when he is having a driving kick like this
on the outside,
he's not. There's not much to give it to. Like without KD out there.
Rocky, Ime's abusing a min on the switch defense on literally everyone. Why are they doubling LeBron to let him dime? Just force him to shoot from deep. Completely agree. Also, they need to start going under screens on Luke Kennard.
Yeah.
The only way that Luke Kennard can beat you is by giving him open threes. So why would you go under screens with Luke Kennard and not over them?
I don't know. They don't know what they're doing on any screens in this game.
That's the only way that he can beat you is if you go under screens.
Yep.
I mean, and the Rockets went under every Luke Kennard screen.
Yeah, and it made no sense. It made no sense how they were handling DeAndre Ayton either on pick and roll plays. He's just getting like lobs left and right from Marcus Smart and LeBron James. It's like they just had no idea what to do on defense at all in this game, honestly.
I mean, remember when the Lakers and the Rockets played that back-to-back?
Mm-hmm.
And remember whenever they beat them in those back-to-back, I was like, yeah, I don't think the Rockets are going to win a first-round series anymore. But then Luka gets hurt, and then as you would say, Austin Reeves, because you think they look alike, because you think they're two peas in a pod. So I'll throw him in there. I'll throw you a bone.
Thanks.
Why did we just automatically assume the Rockets were plus 550 better than the Lakers?
Well, we didn't. You bet on the Lakers.
You're right, I did. Like, but why did Vegas think this?
Was playing.
But this was my take, though, is that like I think that and that's a huge indicator. Like I don't want to sit here and like flex. Like look at me, get great value. Like Kevin Durant, we thought he was going to play, but Vegas. Vegas overestimated the Rockets. And maybe they overestimated the Luka and Austin Reeves news and disrespected LeBron here. Maybe that's what it was. And look, maybe the Rockets still win the series. But the fact that the Lakers were plus 550 to win the series and that the over and under in the series was 5.5
yeah.
was a slap in the Laker face.
It was, because you got LeBron on the other side. I mean, no one thinks Luke Kennard's going to do this again.
He shouldn't if you don't go under screens.
Yeah, but if he's open all the time, he's probably going to. I mean, this is a guy that in every playoff series he's ever been in, which hasn't been a ton, he's been pushed off the court in a majority of the games he's played because his defense is so terrible, they couldn't even expose that. Like, he looked totally fine out there for the Lakers.
It's bad, man.
I mean, it was – LeBron was phenomenal in this game. There's probably not enough good things you can say about how well he played, honestly, for them. And now this performance that he put in there is replicable. Like, if he only has to take 15 shots and can be mostly a ball distributor like he was in this game, he's going to be a problem. And he's LeBron, so of course he can be. But, my gosh. Like, they play terrible.
Lakers are still underdogs in the series. Rockets are minus 210. Lakers are plus 180. That's a little surprising to me.
I thought it might flip more with the uncertainty of Durant.
Rockets are game two favorite by plus 4.5. By 4.5. Lakers are plus 4.5. I think I might play the Lakers here.
So Vegas expects Durant to play?
I might buy more Lakers.
That's the only way they can be game two favorites. Should I take
Lakers plus 4.5 at minus 110 or just Moneyline plus 163?
I think I would just take the 163.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, because
I hate that I'm betting against the Rockets, but again, Vegas is giving them too much respect. Yeah,
Vegas doesn't usually after one game like dramatically flip series. Now, especially with the Lakers on there. Because if, like, well, actually, I don't know. Like, all the money's going to come on the Lakers now. Like, everyone's going to be betting LeBron after that game. But I'm surprised that it's still a 4.5-point game. I don't know what it closed at with the news about KD. So I don't know how much it changed in that direction to see if Vegas is anticipating what his status for the game is going to be.
You just said Tari hits open shots. That's kind of rare. You took a shot at Tari and then questioned me taking a shot at him. I don't think I said that. Did I say Tari hit open shots? That's kind of rare. I don't remember saying that, but he could. I have bad short-term memory. The most ridiculous thing I saw in the first half was how the Lakers were just beating the heck out of us inside. Yeah, that was sad. Gentlemen, a deeper conversation needs to be had about Rafael Stone's tenure and Adoka's inability to run an offense. Fair on the last point, we've wanted a Rockets offensive coordinator for like the last month and a half. Mm-hmm. As far as Rafael Stone's tenure, I don't know, like, I don't look at anything that he's done and like drastically, oh my goodness, what a terrible move. Now, I don't think he had a good offseason outside of trading for Kevin Durant. Dorian Finney-Smith was a miss in free agency. Mm-hmm. That was a massive miss in free agency. And look, even the Clint Capela contract hasn't panned out. As much as Ryan Hollins thinks about Clint Capela, that was not a good contract to give out. Even before the Fred VanVleet injury, I wanted backup point guard. He didn't bring one in. Like, I had my doubts about Reed Sheppard and Amin Thompson as guys who had the ability to handle point guard minutes. Mm-hmm. I think I'm right there. I think from hit the sounder. Hit the sounder because I think I'm right.
Boom,
there.
There we go. Yeah, Jeremy Branham's right.
They're not point guards.
No, and with them, like, it's lottery balls. Like, you missed out on Victor Wembanyama because you won a coin toss. And the Spurs, then their lottery position got them to number one. You took Amin Thompson. There's no one to take over Amin Thompson. Is there anyone in the Jabari Smith draft? Like,
no, I mean, he's fell to you at three.
Yeah, like you can. It's too revisionist history to be like, oh, well, they should have taken Jalen Williams.
No, he wasn't in the mix there.
No, he wasn't. Like that, he was the 12th pick in the draft.
He wasn't in the mix there. The only one that I think you could point at is like, okay, was that the best pick? And I concede that I think it's pretty close. Is Reed Sheppard and Castle?
Yep, that's probably the only one for me.
Like, Castle would have been a better Ime guy, but he also would have been just like another guy that kind of fits that, you know, great defense, not a whole lot of offense mold.
Yeah.
And I think they were looking for a little bit of roster diversity by drafting Reed Sheppard. Tough to use diversity and Reed Sheppard in the same sentence. But you know what I'm going with there.
Yeah, he would need offense, not just defense. Yeah, I don't think Castle would make sense. Like you still have all the problems you have now.
Yeah.
You have a good defensive team.
You wouldn't have a shooter at all.
Yeah, you still have no scoring. Like where are you at? If Castle's on this roster, where are you at offensively without Fred?
Like the only thing is, maybe you handle free agency a little differently. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. Yeah. I do think Castle's better than Reed. I don't know if he's a better fit on this team than Reed, though.
No, I don't think he is. He's just another man. Honestly.
I mean, I think he handles the ball better.
Well, sure, but like it's
shoots
just,
it a little bit better, a little more volume. But a lot more volume.
I just don't. I don't think like anything Rafael's done in free in the draft, I don't want to criticize him for.
Other than Dorian Finna.
No, free agency, yes, but draft.
Oh,
no.
Oh, draft.
Yeah. No, free agency, yes. That contract's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, he hit on Alpi too. Like that was a big hit. Like we can sit here and nitpick Alpi Shingun's game, but getting him in the teens, the guy who's a 2-time All-Star, that's a win. That's a hit.
Yeah. We traded back up to 16.
Yeah,
to
hit.
Get him.
I think 16's like, yeah, right. And look, maybe he's a piece in a bigger trade this offseason.
Huh, not if he plays like this.
I think he'll still have value.
I mean, he can't take his trade value with one series.
No.
I don't know.
It's been one game, Joe. He almost had a triple double. He had 19-8-6.
Yeah, I don't care.
19-8.
I'm with you on the last part, like for me, but I don't think other teams.
Maybe
would.
Milwaukee's just looking at the box score, though. Their GM's not watching the game. Just box score analysis.
That GM has probably been checked out since February.
Yeah, he's not watching the games.
I wouldn't blame him for not watching this
one.
He's
just looking at the stat line.
Yeah, unless he's recruiting Bronny.
He's just 17 from Reed. Reed had 17-8. Oh, star. Mm-hmm. That's what box score analysis is do.
Yeah.
Oh, 17-8 from Reed. That's pretty good. 19-8-6 from Alpi. That's really good. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you don't watch the game. Hopefully Milwaukee's GM's not watching the game. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll get some of your Rockets thoughts if you want. Also, good, bad, ugly. And of course, we start with the bad and ugly. Astros got swept by the Cardinals. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Sometimes when I'm sports sad, I just go out and shoot some baskets on my goal from Pro Dunk. You need a goal from Pro Dunk. They're the best. The highest quality basketball goals you'll ever find. They've been serving the Houston area since 1984. They've been serving the best goals on the planet since 1984. Tempered glass backboard gives you that true, authentic, sincere feel off the backboard, off the rim. It's got a breakaway rim for you people that want to throw down some jams. And how am I going to throw down a jam? I'm 5'6", 40 years old, and 30 pounds overweight. Because you can lower the goal down to all the way down to 5 feet. Anybody can dunk when you lower it down to 5 feet. But anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet, and everybody can throw down some jams. And they got it all, too. They got the stainless steel hardware, which makes their goals the best. It's rust-proof. You got to have that in Houston's humidity, right? And also, it's height adjustable. We went over that, 5 feet to 10 feet. And then with their new goal, Thor, which has the lightning adjust feature, you can raise and lower that bad boy in seconds, anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds with their drill. Your drill, actually, their lightning adjust feature. You put the drill right into the goal, and you can raise and lower with the drill. It's easy to do, and it's fun to do even. But they have all the goals. poles. They got the in-ground adjustable. They have portable for you, wall mount, roof mount. They can do it all. And they can also install this bad boy for you, too. You don't want that big box with a million pieces just delivered to your driveway and go, here you go. Go get them, boy. No. The pros from ProDunk can professionally install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight, so you don't mess it up. Order now at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
713-780-ESPN. Rocky says Evan Mobley would have been a better pick than Jalen Green.
That's fair.
Yeah, Green also netted you Durant, though. Like, I just wonder how different this team looks with Mobley instead of Green. Like, you have Albie. I don't know. I'm not saying that Jalen Green's better than Evan Mobley. What would have been better for your overall build? I don't know.
Do you even get Albie if you have Mobley?
That's the thing. Maybe not. Maybe you don't make that trade.
Yeah, I don't know if you get... Because that's the same draft, right? Yeah. I don't know if you take Mobley at 2 and then trade back to 16 to get Alperen Sengun.
My guess is you wouldn't.
Yeah, why'd you draft 2 centers?
Yeah, my guess is that you wouldn't. Unless you just... I mean, you can play both. Play one. I mean, Alperen has played some of the 4 whenever Steven Adams starts.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know if you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do it.
There's some other couple of good players drafted after Alperen. Well, really, it's one. It's Jalen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But Trey Murphy's pretty good, too. But
yeah. He went to Rice. His freshman year, he went to Rice.
Did he really?
He transferred to Virginia. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. If Banchero isn't taken, he would have been the pick. Yeah, but he was. I mean, I agree with you. Banchero's better than Jabari. Although Banchero's contract's pretty big.
Yeah, and people are pretty upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I listen to when I hear the Magic brought up is how bad Banchero's been this year. So
he looked pretty good in game one, though.
Yeah, well, that's what the Magic do.
He looked pretty good in game one, though.
The Magic keep they're a weird team. This is like the third or fourth time they've done this in the last like 6 years, where they've been the 8th seed, won the first game, and then usually get swept. And I don't know if that's gonna play out this time with the Pistons, but that was like one of the only playoff games I watched. For it was just on at the bar. How was that?
You were at the bar in the middle of the day,
huh? Yeah.
That's good.
Well, we're at lunch. It was at a bar.
It was like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
I guess it was dinner though.
I'm just trying to see how much of your story checks out.
No, it was dinner.
What'd you have?
Huh? We had a steak.
Huh?
I'm trying to remember.
You seem very guilty here.
We went to Yard House.
Okay.
It was on.
How was their steak?
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What kind of beer were you drinking?
Huh?
Hoppadillo. How many huns do I need here? Why do you keep saying huh?
No, I'm just doing it on purpose.
Hoppadillo with a steak. Huh? How did they pair?
Not great. It's kind of a weird combo.
Junkie, can we get fired up by Modest Mouse for 420? You guys rule. I don't know what you're talking about, Junkie. Pete, thanks to our Houston baseball and basketball teams, I was able to catch up on my favorite shows on Tubi this past weekend. Tubi? What is Tubi?
Isn't that like the free one that...
What is on Tubi?
I think it's for people like our parents' generation. Like, all their shows get put on there and they can watch it for free.
Brian, you are my parents' generation.
I'm 2 years, is a, 2 years older than you, bro.
Tubi is a free, ad-supported streaming service owned by Fox Corp that offers over 50,000 movies, TV shows, and 260-plus live channels. Boom. They have USA Network, I wonder.
So they air Burn Notice.
Do they?
Well, it's on USA Network. I was making the joke for Ryan.
What are the best shows on Tubi?
I don't... No idea. It's old people shows. My dad watches Gunsmoke on it.
Really?
Yeah.
They have Fear Factor, Joe Rogan.
Okay.
They have Storage Wars.
Okay.
You ever watch Storage Wars?
I did.
They have new shows even. Laugh, but like in acronym form. These shows look terrible. Curious Traveler by somebody I've never seen before.
Yeah, I've only ever watched, like, if I'm like scrolling through Xfinity, and there's like, this movie's free. Sometimes it might redirect you to Tubi.
Huh.
Yeah, that comes up like if I, like you said, like if I'm searching for a movie and it gives you all the options, like the last one's always for free on Tubi.
Like I see like Goodfellas is on there right now, Grown Ups. There's a couple movies.
But you have
on
to watch commercials, so I never choose that one.
Yeah. They have some wrestling on here for you, Brian.
They do?
Yeah, they got
probably better than wrestling we got this weekend.
They got Rivals and Legends.
Oh, okay. That's the AEW show. Or not AEW. The A&E show. The A&E show.
Oh, A&E show. Yeah. Yeah. Friend Zoned on here. I can't imagine spending more than 30 minutes on Tubi. This looks terrible.
That already sounds like too much.
Right? Oh, they got Hell's Kitchen for you.
I actually never watched that one.
Well, I thought you liked food shows.
I do, but that's the one that I've never got around to.
The Bachelor. They have all 19 seasons of The Bachelorette.
You know what Brian's... I mean, what Jerry's...
You got a whole weekend here.
Branham's in.
You got a weekend. Yep. I've never really watched The Bachelorette.
You're going to start now. Never
so if they have Summer House, though, you going to be a Tubi guy?
They don't have Summer House,
though. But I hypothetically.
I can't know that. It doesn't exist. If Sierra's the new Bachelorette, I'll watch that, though. Or the girl from Traitors who can't say the H's. Where she's like, I think that's a good idea.
I couldn't watch
that. That's a selling point for you.
Yeah. I like her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Yeah, I hope she's the new Bachelorette or Sierra's the new Bachelorette. And I'm in on The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I've never watched a season of The Bachelorette.
Never?
If one of those two are on it.
Have you watched The Bachelor?
I think I watched that gay football player season.
Wait,
he wasn't gay at the time.
Jesse Palmer?
No, Colton. His name was Colton. Jesse Palmer? Why is he catching a stray?
He was on The Bachelor.
Why are you calling Jesse Palmer gay?
He was on The Bachelor. He was a football player. I don't know.
No. Was he on The Bachelor? I thought he only hosted it.
Yeah. I think
was he a contestant?
I think he was like one of like the early seasons.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah.
I was going to say even original. Like he was early on.
Aaron Rodgers' brother was on it, right?
Maybe. I
think he was on it. No, but I'm thinking of the Colton guy. The Colton guy who was straight at the time and then later came out as gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. He was on this past season of Traitors, too.
Not Colton. I'm trying to think of football players.
No, not Colton Gordon.
No, he's not like a good football player.
No, I was going to say.
No, I think he was only like a practice squad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking Colt Brennan from Hawaii.
No, he was like a practice. I don't think he ever played in a real NFL game.
Oh, yes, Colt Brennan's dead. Jesse Palmer was on the fifth season of The Bachelor.
Okay. Good for him. Is he still with his wife?
I don't know.
Is he still with the lady that he married on The Bachelor?
He hosts a lot of baking shows now. That's always been a weird to me.
It's weird that you know that.
They come up, the promos come up on Food Network.
It's because he's got that cake. All right, 713-780.
They didn't.
I hate that.
Only lasted a couple months.
I hate it.
Only a couple months.
That's tough.
His NFL career lasted longer than that.
Why is he catching so many strays from you? He's crushing him. That's the second stray he's gotten from Brian.
Did he do something to Texas that you didn't like?
I don't remember. He played at Florida, right?
Brian just doesn't like his stunning good looks.
He is a good looking man.
He's jealous. Throwing strays at it. Palmer. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Good, bad, ugly. We start with the bad and ugly from the Astros weekend. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. You know what else is ugly? Property taxes are ugly. Property taxes cost so much money, and they keep going up and up and up. But there's good news, people. Ownwell is here to save you money on your property taxes. A few minutes before the show, you know what Ownwell did? They emailed me like, hey, we're getting started on your property taxes. No need to respond. Just wanted to let you know. You know what? Thank you, Ownwell. Thank you for the heads up. But all you have to do is head to ownwell.com, sign up in 3 minutes, and you're going to get them in your corner fighting for you. You don't have to deal with inconsistent appraisers, confusing rules, long waits, expensive lawyers. All you need is 3 minutes. Sign up at Ownwell, and they're going to fight for you. Well, Branham, how much money do I have to owe them up front? Nothing. You don't owe them a dime until they save you money. Zero upfront cost and zero risk. And they're going to be in your corner and fighting for you. They saved me money last year. I'm excited to see how much money they save me this year. Montgomery County, listen up. For homes in the 250 to 500K range, Ownwell achieved a 94% success rate. You know what the market did? The competitors, 81%. Ownwell's better. How about Brazoria County? Homes in the 500 to 750K range, flex, more than two times what they saved using other firms. They are better. New customers can expect to save on average $774 a year, and Ownwell has lowered property taxes for more than a half a million Texans. You can be one of them. Do not wait. The deadline's sneaking up on us. Deadline to protest May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. I want you to have more money. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com. Let them know Branham sent you when you complete your sign up at ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Roll another blunt. Yeah.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Watching the Astros makes you want to get high. Good, bad, ugly from the Astros weekend, 713-780-3776. Our sweat of the day, because I know that you're dying to know, we're on Crystal Palace, West Ham to draw at plus 235. We're also on the under 2.5 goals at minus 105. Our first two sweats of the day this week. We're minus 2.3 units on the year. They are level at 0-0. A little over 2 minutes into 4 minutes of stoppage.
Okay.
But somebody just got a yellow card. I don't know. I think it was his first yellow, though. Okay, that's fine. We're good there. They got a free kick from about 35 yards. So, see how it turns out.
Under at least seems like it's looking good.
Yeah,
at the
Brian.
Very least.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Something you definitely want to say is you're sweating a match. How great it looks for you.
You believe in jinxes, really?
Not really, but I also appreciate them and you know,
sounds
respect
like you believe
them.
It.
Oh, they got a corner coming up. Oh, no. It went off the attacking team. We got a goal kick coming up. That's good news. Good news. We'll let you know how this goes. No, I don't believe in jinxes, but at the same time, do I change my underwear if we're in a winning streak? No. No. I just like to call it
like
routine.
You believe in jinxes.
I call it routine.
Okay.
You don't mess with routine. But at the same time, I'll mention a perfect game in a broadcast.
So, well, I'll do that online for
you broadcast
sure.
Many games?
Or? No, that's why I changed it to online. Smartass.
You know, over the weekends, I really miss you guys.
The bickering?
I love coming out on Monday and just hearing it.
I wouldn't bicker. I was asking him a legitimate question. I didn't know that about him. I was trying to learn more about my colleague and my cohort.
That's the nicest way you've ever referred to me. My colleague?
My cohort.
That was, I think, an unintentional level of respect.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to respect you, Brian. My bad. All right, good, bad, ugly from the weekend. What's the go
good?
Around the horn here. What's that?
Was there good?
I got two goods.
Actually, Dave, I do have a few.
I got two goods, but we start with the bad and ugly, though.
Yeah.
Bad and ugly. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. Bad, ugly. Ooh, that's in the box. Clear it! Oh, that's a foul. I think we're going to... Oh, wait, they let him play on?
Yeah, they let him.
I think we're also learning the rules of soccer as we make bets and watch.
I know the rules of soccer. Three years, radio voice of the Houston Dynamo. One of those three years, I was the Houston radio play-by-play guy of the year.
I'm still baffled as we were choosing this game and where we're going to bet on it and how we're going to do it, that both teams were plus money to win the game.
Yeah.
It's still like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, there's draws in soccer.
No, I know, but I think someone would still be favored to win it.
Would it have made financial sense to just place money on both teams?
No, because if it ends in a draw, you lose. It's like rolling a zero in roulette.
Oh, true. Okay.
No.
That's the worst.
And that's why we play to draw. They got a corner coming up. I think if they clear this corner, though, should I give the play-by-play of the soccer match going on?
Are we legally allowed?
I don't know. It's in Europe.
I think we're... Yeah, it's the Premier League, right?
Yeah, I think it's fine. This guy's taking forever. Left-footed swinging kick to the back post, headed to the top of the box, cleared away. Just kick it downfield. Yep, there's the full-time whistle.
Boom.
Those are winners, baby.
Boom.
Full-time whistle. We're 2-0 on the week. 2-0 on the week. And you know what just happened?
We just got back into the positive.
We just got back into the black because we were minus $234 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Betting this game was a plus 235. So that puts us up $1 on the year.
Okay.
$235 on the week. And then also we won the under 2.5 goals.
Okay.
And we put up $105 to win $100. So we're now up $101 on the year. And we are up $335 on the week.
Okay.
What a start, boys.
Good start to the week.
What a start.
That's why we are the number one and two football minds on the station. Yeah,
we really are.
Yeah.
Did Glenn Davis go 2-0 in his soccer bets today, Brian?
He did not.
There you go. I don't know why Glenn hosts Soccer Matters.
We should.
Did you not hear that stellar play-by-play?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We got games. We got a lot of games tomorrow.
Now we have nothing else to sweat the rest of the day.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Should we do like a first five-inning Astros?
Well,
let's look at it during the break.
Because that gets like we'll get probably through like what the first like 2.5 innings probably.
They start at 6:05. Oh, yeah, I can't do that bit anymore with
that's
you.
That's dead. They start at 5:10.
Do you want to not do it?
We just, can do first runs, no runs, first inning.
I don't like that. Spencer Arrighetti's on the mound.
Okay, then take the over in the first runs. Like was it 1.5 in the first runs?
That seems like a lot.
The first inning.
Doesn't that seem like a lot to you?
Well, it's Spencer Arrighetti and some guy named. Sassoni.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. Slade? Great name.
Also, I kind of just want to take the profits for the day and be done.
That's like, fine, too.
We're an hour into the show, and we've already won $135.
That's fine with me. We don't have to change it.
We start the week plus 335.
I mean, we did bet on eight golf matches. I think we lost all of them.
No, we didn't. We split. We were even. Wait, we made $335 today. I don't know why I said 135.
The over is plus over a half a run in the first inning is plus 105, if we wanted to.
What's the over-under in the game?
I'm going to go back and forth here.
Oh, no. Making them have to work.
Oh, this website's just terrible. 7.5.
Okay. That's less than a run an inning.
Yeah. You get a Yordan at bat?
So you said just a run?
A run.
It's plus 105?
Yes.
It feels like it should be like plus 115. I'm willing to go down with it.
Okay, let's do it.
So first inning run for plus 105?
Yeah.
What happens if it hits just a run? Oh, it's just a run?
It's over a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
You cool with that, Brian?
Good with it.
It's a collection of our money. So we're down with that?
We're down.
If not, we got two words for you.
Suck it!
Oh, wow, you went there.
Why not?
It was worth the two words I was thinking
of. No, I was thinking rocket power.
I was thinking like good luck.
Still in a wrestling mood.
Good wishes.
After that weekend?
Yesterday was good.
We're not doing that. We're not dogging wrestling.
It's more fun than Astros.
Junkie, I've been on... No, let's read that text later. 713-780-ESPN. Another junkie says Tommy was right, LOL.
No, he's not.
Was right about what? What's he talking about?
You being infuriating.
I thought that was Tim.
No.
No, it was Tommy.
Tommy was the infuriating guy?
Yeah, you're doing that intentionally. I'm on to you. You know it was Tommy.
I really don't. No, I'm just throwing random T names at you. Intentionally, but I don't remember up until this text what the T name was.
Okay.
But I was making up random T names. I'll give you that was a halfway successful challenge. I didn't know that his name was Tommy.
His name's Tommy.
I was on purpose throwing out random T names though.
Okay.
So Brian was right on that aspect of it. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Good, bad, ugly. Astros weekend. Pete, we'll get to you on the other side. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
This is ESPN 97.5.